Hey guys, welcome back. This is your host, Big John, brought to you by FinFlam.com. That's FinFlam.com. And we're here today with co-host Jesse J. Jesse, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. NFL season starts off today, and I'm pretty excited because you got the Falcons versus the Broncos for the Hall of Fame game, and it's the kickoff to the season. So I'm pumped. How about you?
Yeah. I want to see. It's going to be interesting to just see football again, even though, you know, there'll be a bunch of guys you've not probably heard of, but it'll be fun just to have football back.
I agree. I also think that tonight's game is going to kind of be interesting to see who they play for starting quarterback for
the Broncos. I expect Drew Lock to play a majority of this game.
For the Broncos, yeah.
Yeah, and then for the Falcons, I think Matt Schaub's their backup, so, I mean, he'll probably play a little bit. I have no idea who their third-string quarterback is.
No clue. But I'm just excited that it's starting. We're going to be talking about the NFC Conference Divisional Champions and who our picks are. So let's get into it. First off, we have the NFC East, and I have the Cowboys winning that division with a 9-7 record, and in second place is going to be the Eagles going 8-8. Everybody else, you figure the Giants, they're not there anymore. They haven't been there for a while.
They suck.
Eli Manning.
It's a bum.
Just stop. The Redskins, if Alex Smith was playing and it was healthy, God bless you, Alex Smith, for praying for you, he would take that division, no doubt, because he's a winner.
Probably not.
Oh, no doubt. You think he would, if Smith was playing full-time, they would lose? They were 6-3 last year.
Yeah, I don't think Jay Gruden's that good of a coach.
Yeah, but Smith is better than Gruden. Smith can call a game better than Gruden can.
Yeah, I just, I don't.
Are you arguing that Smith's not a better play caller than Gruden?
No, I think the Redskins were 6-3, but I don't think they were I think they could have won the division. I think the division has improved from last year. I think the Redskins, Eagles, Cowboys were all fairly close last year. I think there's a gap now. There's a pretty significant gap between the three of those teams.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys were two-peat here because they won the division last year. So I just see them doing it again. I don't trust Carson Wentz. He's just too injury-prone. He may be good and overhyped, but that's what it is. He's overhyped right now. You can't trust his health. He's not consistent. So that's what I got for this division.
I found chapstick. Do you want it so you can kiss Alex Smith's ass more?
Oh, shit. Anyways, going on. Who do you got?
I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning this division at 11-5.
How? With who? If Carson Wentz,
I think Carson Wentz will stay healthy. I think Carson Wentz will stay healthy this year. That's my prediction. I felt like they also did an okay job with Nick Foles. I felt like they could have won more games. The Eagles were they were really beat up. They last year were just having to sign corners and play random corners last year. I think they'll stay a little bit more healthier. And I think that'll be the difference between two games. Because last year they played the Cowboys in two really close games. And I believe they lost both of them in Philly and in Dallas.
Yeah.
They lost both of those games. I think they'll at least split one of those games and then pick up another game somewhere else. I don't think the injury bug will hit them as bad as it did last year.
Where do you see the Cowboys coming in?
I have them at 10-6 as a wild card. I have them as the sixth seed.
Nice. Okay, I think that's fair, but I just don't believe the Eagles are going to go 11-5.
And then
no doubt.
And then the other two teams. I don't think the Giants are that good. We'll see with Daniel Jones. I'm not confident that he's going to be good at all, but we'll see. And the Redskins, they're probably going to be playing Dwayne Haskins. If they had Alex Smith, I think they'd be closer to 8-8, maybe 9-7, and maybe push for a playoff spot. But I'm not really sure who's going to be their quarterback. And if Jay Gruden will be coached by the end of the year, there's just a lot of unknowns with that team. And I don't think it's easy. I wouldn't feel safe predicting them to win anything. They could be an 8-win team or they could be a 2-win team.
Now, I will say this, that the Redskins team will not be a quarterback-based team. You have Adrian Peterson, who went up for over 1,000 yards last year. And I think he's going to at least surpass it by an extra 400 yards this season. And he's broke. So he's going to fucking try to make as much money as he can. So I just...
You're not worried about his age?
Not at all, because he's healthy.
I'm not too worried about it. I think he's kind of, in terms of like body type, I think he's kind of like the LeBron of the NFL. I think he can play in his 30s. He can play in
Do you think he's in good condition, honestly?
Yeah, I think Adrian Peterson can still play. He's not as good as he used to be, though.
No.
I think he's still a good back. To me, he's kind of like Frank Gore at this point, where he's still playing, and you're just like, oh, he's still in the league.
Yeah, but Gore doesn't get yards like Peterson does.
No, Gore a couple years ago was still pretty good. He was still pretty good.
How many yards do you think he's going to go for?
Adrian Peterson? I think he'll be around 900 or 1,000. You don't know. Sometimes maybe they're down and they have to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah.
The Redskins are an interesting team just because I'm not really sure where I should put them at 3 or 4. So I'll put them at 3 just because I think they're a little bit better than the Giants. And I just think for as clusterfuckian as the Redskins are, I think they're less clusterfuckian than the Giants.
Clusterfuckian. Jesus. I'm with you, but I do think it's going to be a running based team opposed to a quarterback based team for the Redskins. But I do have them coming in third, unless the Eagles just, I don't even know who the hell his backup is for Wentz, because Foles is gone.
They signed somebody, I suppose.
I just don't know who it is. Now, if he goes down, say if he goes down in the first, second game, put the Redskins at number 2.
Yeah, I think that'd be a fair thing.
And I do see Alex Smith coming back by the end of the season. I just think he'll get some reps in, and if Haskins is not doing anything, it's just that's your guy. And
if we were in Vegas, I would bet that Alex Smith doesn't play this year.
Oh, he will.
I
guarantee.
If you want to make a bet, I will take that bet.
Will play by the end of the season.
If you want to make that bet, I'll take it.
I'll bet you.
You have no ball, so I would. I would bet you wouldn't take it.
Jesus. Anyways. Okay. Anyways, Smith will play. But I have them going 9-7. It's going to be fairly a 500 winning division with barely the Cowboys coming in. Just like it's been like that before many seasons in the past. So, and you have them going 11-5?
I have the Eagles going 11-5, and then the Cowboys are 10-6, being the 6th seed.
Okay. Now, moving on to the NFC West with the Rams, Cardinals, Eagles, 49ers and Seahawks, I have probably a controversial
for me. I have
pick to win that division.
For me, I have the Rams winning it at 11-5. I think they'll take a little bit of a step back with Todd Gurley not being healthy and having his knee problems. I think Jared Goff, I think you saw teams kind of start to figure him out. I think McVay will be able to help that and kind of mitigate that. But I think with Jared Goff, you could see he has flaws. I don't think he's necessarily a. He's not going to be able to make you the plays to win. He's going to have to be told where to throw it.
Is he a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now?
No, I don't think he's
top 20.
Yeah, he's top 20. I don't think he's top 10 though.
Top 15? He's not top 15.
No, yeah, he's top 15.
No.
Yes, he is. He's top.
He's either 15 between 20. I don't see him being anywhere else above that.
Well, I mean, this is another podcast where we rank the top 15 quarterbacks, but I think he's a top 15 quarterback. I have Seattle coming in second place, being the 5 seed at 10-6. I think easily they could win this division. Their defense, after trading Frank Clark to the Chiefs, I'm not sure where their pass rush comes from. We'll see with them, but I think with Russell Wilson, you have an elite quarterback. You're going to win 10-11 games at bare minimum.
I mean, and they did sneak into the playoffs last year, and
I think they've improved.
They're the only team in the NFL that uses 6 guys on their offensive line, and I think with Will Dessley going down last year and he hurt his knee, that being a factor in them kind of slowing down last year was a detriment to the team. But him coming back healthy is going to do some good things, because he's out of his rookie season. He's going to do good in the sophomore. I see that happening. I have the Seahawks winning this division, going 11-5, with Russell Wilson coming in fourth in the MVP voting, or third at least, I should say. And I have him going 11-5, having him throw for 39 touchdowns, which is going to be a monster year for him because he's never had numbers like this. 39 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 3,949 yards. So, I mean, I see that happening. Just a few more extra touchdowns than he had last year. And I have them winning their division, winning their divisional playoff, winning the NFC Championship, and losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I don't see the 49ers doing anything. I just think that, what's his name, Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan.
Horrible, and I think that signing Garoppolo to all that money over 8 games was probably the worst decision, besides giving all that money
to Brock Osweiler. It's hamstring them from a cap perspective. I think when you look at the when you look at the 49ers, I've seen some people have them in the playoff conversation. I don't necessarily see it because I don't know how you could do that considering Jimmy Garoppolo is their quarterback, and I just haven't seen enough. I also don't think there's a chance he's just not very good.
I see Shanahan being far by the end of the year as well.
And with the Cardinals, I have no idea what to expect from them. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury wasn't a good college coach. Like, he was good at coaching the offense, and I think he did a fairly good job developing quarterbacks, but can he translate to the NFL? I mean, I think he could, but do they have the talent and do they have the ability? I just think I could see them being third place in this, or finishing third place in this division, because I think the 49ers have some disaster type potential, especially if Garoppolo gets hurt or he's just not good. That team, I think, could head south. I do see the Cardinals coming in last place, and then the 49ers, I don't know what to expect from them.
Because they just drafted the number one quarterback overall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kid's going to be good, and I think he's going to be good this year. And I see three teams from this division going to the playoffs.
I don't see that in year one.
I see the Rams, and I see the Cardinals being the two wild card spots, with Seattle being the division.
I don't think they have enough talent. I also think they play in a division where there's two teams that are clearly have better quarterbacks and better coaches than they do. And McVay and Carroll, they're better coaches, and then they also have better quarterbacks.
You're telling me, what's his name? From
Jared Goff?
No. The Cardinals, number one draft pick.
Kyle Murray?
Kyle Murray. You think Jared Goff's better than Kyle Murray?
In his rookie year, he will be better. He's surrounded by more talent and a better coaching staff.
Who?
Jared Goff. He's surrounded by a better coaching staff and more talent.
McVay,
what you want to say about McVay, he's one of the five best coaches in the NFL.
I like Goff, but
he also gets Cooper Kupp back, too.
Yeah,
but the issue with Jared Goff was when Cooper Kupp got hurt, it took away his second option, which is his slot receiver in Cooper Kupp. He gets that back, so that adds a second. That is his. Whereas most quarterbacks, a tight end is their second option and kind of the guy they go to if what they're looking at isn't there. I think Cooper Kupp will help that. I just think Jared Goff, one of the reasons I have them taking a little bit of a step back. I think teams kind of found a little bit of a weakness in Jared Goff's game. I don't necessarily think he's a carry you type quarterback, but I think with McVay, I think he'll be fine.
And you have who winning this division?
I have the Rams winning this division, 11-5. And then I have Seattle 10-6. And then the Cardinals and the 49ers just... I don't really know.
So you don't see the Cardinals. Where do you see the Cardinals going? Over 500?
I mean, I think they're anywhere. They could be anywhere from like a 3 to 6 or 7 win team, just depending on. It depends on some of their young players and how Cliff Kingsbury reacts to the NFL, because there's a chance he's just not good at coaching in the NFL.
I see them winning. I see the Cardinals winning at least 9 or 10 games.
No, I think that's way too much.
And they got and Kyle Murray likes to throw on the run, and he's got Larry Fitzgerald, the old man. He's got some of
the Fitzgerald's old.
So what?
He's still old.
Fucking racking up numbers.
Okay, he's okay. He's old.
He's still racking up numbers. Anyways, so I see the Seahawks winning this division. You got the Rams, but I also see the Cardinals coming out as well. So three teams from this division are going to go to the playoffs.
Well, you're clearly high if you're thinking. I don't think the Cardinals are making the playoffs.
I think so. Anyways.
Well, if they do, it's going to be they're going to be an 8-8, 9-7 playoff. I don't see them winning 10 games.
We'll see. But I have Russell Wilson coming in for his best season ever and third in MVP voting. But moving on to the NFC North with the Vikings, Lions, Packers, and Bears, I see the Bears going 11-5 and taking this division again.
I have the Packers winning this division.
How?
I don't think Trubisky's good. He's not good. He's Alex Smith.
No, he's not.
He's Alex Smith.
No.
Yes.
Smith is 10 times better.
I don't know. They're both quarterbacks who run pretty well and aren't very good.
Such bullshit. Anyways. How do you have the Packers, when they are the most inconsistent, overhyped team, year after year after year, winning?
I also
picked the Packers to win last year.
Yeah. Because I think Aaron Rodgers will be healthy. I think the new coach, their new coach, I don't know his name. I think it's Matt LaFleur, is it? I don't know. But I think he'll be okay, you know.
LaFleur.
Or, I don't know, whatever his name is, bumfuck, LaFleur. Johnny,
LaFleur.
Red, I don't know what his name is, but I think they will be more cohesive than they were last year. Last year, it looked like Aaron Rodgers wanted to choke Mike McCarthy at times. I think they'll be more cohesive. They added a lot to their defense. And when you have an elite quarterback, the expectation should be to win at least 11 to 12 games a year with an elite quarterback. If you have competent pieces around it. 11 to 12 with competent pieces, and then if you're not good, then at least 9 or 10 games. You should be a playoff team with someone like Aaron Rodgers, who is an elite quarterback. This is also kind of a make-or-break year for him, because if the Packers don't make the playoffs this year and they're not good, I don't really know where they go from here.
Well, the fifth seed, it's either going to be the Cardinals or it's going to be the Vikings.
I have the Packers as my number two seed. I have the Saints going 13-3. I have Green Bay at 12-4 being the two seed. I have the Rams being the three seed at 11-5. Philly at 11-5.
I just don't see that happening. I think the Vikings are a wild card if the Cardinals don't get it.
I don't think the Vikings are good. Kirk Cousins isn't good.
That's what I'm saying. If he does good, they get that fifth spot.
We say if, but when is he going to show it? Last year or last week?
Show me when Aaron Rodgers is going to show to be healthy consistently.
Kirk Cousins. All he has to do is win. All he has to do is beat the Bears, and they're in the playoffs. At home.
Yeah.
All you do is beat the Bears. Bears don't really care about this game. And he played like he was... I can't even think of a quarterback right now who was that bad. with the playoffs on the line. He was Blaine Gabbert, because that's the other quarterback who played in the game with playoffs on the line. He played like he was Blaine Gabbert. And he has two really good receivers. And a good tight end, and he was terrible.
They need to fire Matthew Stafford now.
Who? The Lions?
The Lions.
Stafford's good. They're just a shitty team. No. The Lions are just shitty.
I think Matt Patricia would be fired by the end of the year as well.
Yeah, I would fire him too. I don't think he's a good coach.
No.
None of Belichick's cronies are good coaches.
Lies.
Huh?
Lies.
Which Belichick crony's a good coach? I don't consider him a Belichick. He never coached under Belichick.
Yeah, but he comes from Belichick.
I consider him more of an Urban Meyer coach, though. When he started his coaching career, I believe it was under Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Yeah, I believe Urban Meyer's first year there. That was Mike Vrabel's first year coaching.
What? Who'd he play for?
Belichick. It's different though.
But who'd he play for? Belichick.
But I think
whose system does he know?
None of those.
Better. Are you telling me he knows? Who you say?
Well, no. The thing I was going to finish is, I think the biggest issue with Belichick cronies. And I think the reason Vrabel has done better, and at least in 1 year he showed he was more competent, is because I think in New England, the coaches are under... They're trying to copy Bill Belichick.
Sure.
Whereas Vrabel, I think it's more of the player culture that he's able to instill instead of just trying to be Belichick light.
But he's got both of them. He's got the player...
Yeah, I think that's the difference, though. I think I don't think his crony coaches can relate to the players as much.
Sure, I give you that. But Vrabel... being under that umbrella of Belichick, I think he's...
Personally for me, I just don't consider him a Belichick... Like, I see what you're saying. I don't consider him to be a Belichick coach. Even though he played for Belichick, I don't consider him as a Belichick... Because I believe he came in the NFL, and I believe he was playing under Parcells originally. And Parcells was the guy who taught Bill, you know, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So I kind of consider him to be an outlier more than the... More than what you're going to see the constant.
I take that point. I think that's a good point. I just think the Bears are going to take it.
And then the Lions, for me, the Lions and the Vikings, I could give two fucks less about them. Maybe the Vikings get in the playoffs. I just don't think Kirk Cousins is that good. And then the Lions, I think Matt Patricia's terrible as a coach.
I agree.
The team was terrible.
No, like I said... There could be a team that just surprises everybody.
Maybe that pencil will be a secret weapon. He'll take the pencil from his ear, and it'll become a secret weapon to make him a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the only way possible is if they just, like you said, some team won more games than they should, and they just overcome everybody else in
the
division.
Well, the case for it would be Dallas underachieving, Seattle underachieving.
What?
The case for the Lions would be Dallas underachieving, Seattle underachieving, the Falcons being even worse than anything. We'll get to that next. We'll get to that division, NFC South a little bit later. But just kind of to summarize my points, it would take a lot of teams underperforming for the Lions to make the playoffs. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see.
Whereas the Vikings, I think they actually could. if Kirk Cousins plays well, but I just don't see that happening either.
That's what I'm saying. It's a literally a wild card factor because of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And the Bears, I just think the biggest issue with them is...
You have to make the playoffs?
No, I don't have to make the... I think the biggest issue is going to be, I think teams... I kind of worry about Trubisky because I think he started relying a little bit too much on his legs, and I think that could get him hurt. And I just... I want to see what the Bears have in year two. Because if Trubisky doesn't get better from what he was last year, he's Andy Dalton. He's Andy Dalton. And maybe make the playoffs with that, but I don't see him making the playoffs with that.
But they have a better head coach.
Yeah, they have a better head coach. But I just think they're going to be playing a first-place schedule this year, which means you're going to be playing the Cowboys, you're going to be playing the Saints, you're going to be playing the... who's the other team? You're playing the Rams. You're playing a first place schedule, and you're gonna be playing tough games. And if Trubisky can't improve, I think the league will not catch up to him because I don't think he's necessarily ahead of the league. But I just think it would be bad if he doesn't improve, and I just don't think he's gonna improve enough to make him a playoff team.
See, I can give you those points too because it could just be bad. And the Vikings.
I also think losing Vic Fangio on defense, it's hard to be good multiple years on defense now. It's really hard. One of the few teams that can actually do it is the Ravens, and they've and the Broncos. The Broncos, but even the Broncos they've lost safeties and corners.
Well, they have, but I'm just saying, but they've been consistently good on defense.
But I think with most of those teams, it's a culture. And the Bears, they were really good on defense. They were good on defense in 2017. Really good last year. They lose their defensive coordinator. Would it shock you if they took a step back?
No. Besides the East, the North is just as much as a toss up as anything else either too, because you could say that all of them have good to decent quarterbacks, and I just don't see the Packers making the playoffs.
Well, good. Aaron Rodgers is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
No, he's not. Who's... Overhyped. Injury prone, nonstop. Brett Favre missed the playoffs just a few times compared to Rodgers. He had one losing season ever in his fucking career as a starting quarterback. I know Green Bay misses Brett Favre. I know that.
Spoiler, I have Green Bay going to the Super Bowl.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
How?
Well, I'll tell you at the end of the podcast.
Okay, well, anyways.
What division are we doing next?
We're doing the NFC South with the Saints, Falcons, Bucks, and the Panthers. And this division is a division that you will see nothing but controversy by the end of the season.
I'll save you time. Or I'll make my point quick at least. I think Cam Newton's breaking down and the Panthers with the new owner. I think they're going to... I don't see the Panthers making the playoffs. They could actually be really bad if Cam does fully break down. I think he gets fired. I don't think that's an 8-8 team if I've ever seen one.
I agree.
Maybe worse.
The biggest disappointment of last season in that division were the Panthers.
I just think you see Cam, I think he's starting to break down.
Yeah.
He looks like he's starting to break down.
I just don't understand it. I mean, well, they were 6-3, I think, and then they just went downhill.
Yeah, well, Cam couldn't throw the ball anymore. Yeah. He just couldn't throw the ball anymore.
I agree with you 100%. I do see Cam Newton getting fired, and
I don't know if he gets cut, but because it's kind of hard to get rid of quarterbacks. But
nah, I see him. I see he's going to go somewhere else. But there's something wrong in that franchise. He's never clicked with that franchise. I've never seen it. He's good. He can throw the fucking ball great, except for the rest of after the half season of last year. But I just. I see him going somewhere else after next season, and I see their head coach getting fired as well.
With Atlanta, they also fire their OC and their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator. So it's kind of surprising they didn't fire Dan Quinn, so that's usually the step the teams take before they fire the coach. Just looking at them, they've kind of been an underachieving team since they lost to the Patriots. It kind of broke them.
Agreed.
I don't see them making the playoffs. I think they're going to be about what they've been, a 7-9 win team. Maybe they're in contention for a playoff spot. I don't see it happening. And then with Tampa Bay, I mean, maybe they could make – maybe Bruce Arians does something with Jameis. I just don't think Jameis has shown the maturity where he could do it 16 games.
Jameis Winston
and lead a team to the playoffs.
Jameis Winston will be fired by the end of the season.
I think that's a – if I were to put money on it, whether he's there next year, I would put money against him being there.
He's gone. Cam's gone. who's your head coach for the Panthers?
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera's gone.
I think this division, you could see a lot of overturning of coaches in this division.
Absolutely. And I see Jameis Winston gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who the hell their backup quarterback is for the Buccaneers.
I
don't know. But the Falcons, toss up. You don't know with them. And I see the Saints taking this division.
The Saints are the clear and obvious team in this division.
Yeah, and going 14-2 with Drew Brees coming in second, tied with, for me, with Phillip Rivers behind Patrick Mahomes for the win for the MVP. But I see the Saints going 14-2. I see them winning their division, winning the divisional playoff, and losing in the NFC Championship against the Seahawks. And I have Brees going for 44 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and 4,909 yards. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's... The Saints, it would take something catastrophic like Drew Brees getting injured for them to not win this division.
Well, today or yesterday, they just signed, $100 million contract to...
Michael Thomas. Yeah, it would take injuries for them not to win this division. Even if he does, I think Teddy Bridgewater is good enough where they could still win the division.
I think they have probably the second or third best running back in the game.
Alvin Kamara?
Alvin Kamara, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they're just a stat team. And they're hard to beat. Because even, I don't care how Drew Brees is, he can still launch that fucking ball better than anybody.
I don't think I got to this earlier, but the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys, the most interesting thing with them is when they get Zeke in the camp. And I think it's how's their offense improved from last year? And I think that'll be the difference between the Bengals playoffs. I think Jason Garrett is good enough to get you like 8 wins. And I think the difference will be, I think you'll see Dak play a little bit better since with Amari Cooper for an entire year. I think they'll be okay. I think you're going to see them win 9-10 games. I have them as the 6th seed for the playoffs. So I just wanted to add that in there.
Okay. So you've heard my Super Bowl picks. It's going to be the Seahawks versus the Chiefs and the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Who'd you have?
Well, in the NFC playoffs, I have the Rams beating Dallas in the first on Wild Card Weekend first round. I have Seattle beating Philadelphia in the second Wild Card game. In the divisional round, I have Seattle losing to New Orleans, and then I have Green Bay beating. Green Bay beating the Rams in Green Bay. I have New Orleans and Green Bay in the AFC champion or the NFC championship game. I have Green Bay beating New Orleans with the last second Aaron Rodgers touchdown. Third year in a row, their heart gets broken. They lost to Case Keenum on the last play of the game.
Now, could I see
the no pass interference game? And then I have Rodgers ripping their heart out in New Orleans for a third time.
That'll never happen because he's not healthy. They'll just fucking breathe on him and break.
And then I have the Chiefs beating the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Would it be 50 years to the date? What is it, Super Bowl 54?
Yeah, it'd be 54, it'd be like 54, or it'd be 54, yeah, 54 years.
So it'd be 54 years of a rematch of Super Bowl I. Could you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome, but I don't see that happening.
I see that happening because Aaron Rodgers is
Rodgers is fucking trash.
He's great.
He's overrated. He's not consistent.
Phil Rivers is
damn
overrated.
Good arm.
If you want to talk about overrated, Phil Rivers is overrated. Andrew Luck's overrated.
So you're telling me that the Chargers have a better team than the Packers?
No, I said Philip Rivers is overrated.
Okay, well, why does Philip Rivers consistently win
more than the Packers? When has he consistently won? He's been to the playoffs once in like the last 5 years.
But they have a better fucking record than the Packers.
Just a couple years ago, the Packers won the NFC Championship game.
Than the Packers.
In 2017, they were in the NFC Championship
game.
Okay.
Means nothing. And they still the Chargers, how many times
the Chargers
he
have
wasn't
been in the
play- there?
The Chargers have been in the playoffs one time in the last 5 years.
Oh my god.
They're terrible. They've been terrible. Phil Rivers is an average quarterback.
Anyways.
Bum.
Phillip Rivers is
Phil Rivers is a bum.
It's not that.
Yes, you said it right. Phil Rivers
Aaron
is a bum.
Rodgers is the bum.
Phil Rivers is a bum.
Well, anything else you want to add?
Oh no, that's about it. Phil Rivers being a bum.
Out there. Would you go out for MVP?
Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Yeah, I've been winning it back-to-back.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to see some firings.
I do think Baker Mayfield, though. I think he would be the one to watch if the Browns are good. Yeah. Just because if he's got a comparable season to Mahomes, and the Browns were really good, I think there could be an argument because the Browns have been so bad.
Sympathy vote.
Yeah, sympathy vote.
Yeah.
Or if Breeze has similar numbers, I think Breeze would get it this year.
How many more years do you think he has left?
I think he probably plays this year.
Do you know how many years he has on his contract?
I think he's going year by year now. I thought he started to break down last year. Just if you look at the second half of last year, it looked like he started to break down. If you look at he and Brady both, I felt like at the end of the year, they started to break down.
I agree. How many years do you think Brady has left?
It's hard to say with him. I mean, with Belichick there, he might just write it out until Belichick's done.
Yeah, I agree. The interesting takes on those two quarterbacks, because I don't see them retiring anytime soon. I don't. I think that.
I mean, if you look at their last games of last year.
Oh yeah.
Brady wasn't good in the Super Bowl.
You're good with that.
And then if D4 doesn't line off, they one touchdown, three picks in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean that's fair. They did break down. I'll give you that.
And then the Saints in the NFC Championship game, that offense wasn't what it was in the first half of the year. The Rams, who had so many problems on defense, were able to kind of keep them in check.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting, and I see a lot of firings coming up from this year, at the end of the year. You can look for some more analysis on who's going to win these divisions. On FinFlam.com, Jesse J's got an article coming or two, and some other interesting takes that he's got. I do as well. Please subscribe to FinFlam.com. Let us know how you feel, and we'll see you soon for the next podcast. And this is your host, Big John, brought to you by FinFlam.com. That's FinFlam.com. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
You kiss Alex Smith ass, and Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.